is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Bells and horns, heat up the drums, put the costumes on. This is the season for Donkanoo.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Merry Pre-Christmas. Tomorrow is the big Christmas day. That means you're supposed to go to church.
I appreciate that, because if we can't say Christmas Adam, then we can't say Christmas Eve either. That's what you're saying?
Today is Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. But it's yesterday was Christmas Eve or Christmas Adam. But day is like the pre-Christmas. This is the day that you go to parties. This is the day that you come off from work early. If you work for government today, you ain't working until 1 o'clock. You just get off. You say, I'll go into lunch and just don't go back. You just don't go back. Right? Today is the day you go to the mall and you join the long lines. Today is the day you get your quality stamps and you go to Super Value and put stuff for free. Right? Because you don't pay no cash today. Today's a non-cash day for Super Value. If you take in cash to Super Value today, something went wrong. You're supposed to take your stamps. You're supposed to get things for free. You ain't going to the other food stores. You're going strictly to use your stamps today. Right? Today's stamp day. Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, today's stamp day.
I mean, is that official?
Yeah, today's stamp day.
I didn't know that before.
Yeah. And if you haven't purchased your turkey from long time and put it inside that bucket,
come find me at Montague Ramp. I sell in turkey vouchers straight from Andres.
Yeah. What, government vouchers?
Turkey vouchers straight from Andres.
I heard vouchers, though. Okay.
What type of foolishness do you think I'd be into?
And you're supposed to use new buckets, I heard. I thought you could have washed out your bucket with soap and bleach and joy and still use it. So apparently it's a thing now. People want you to buy new buckets to soak your turkey.
So you mean like if I get the pool bucket from the pool place that has the thing in it that's a sterilizer that I shouldn't consider that the bucket is sterilized because it had a sterilizing agent in it?
Who sell buckets is that Blanco Bleach place? They sell buckets.
You mean like the buckets that they used to have the sterilizers in and then they take it out?
These brand new buckets. You can get brand new buckets from them. Just put your turkey. You're supposed to soak the turkey.
You're supposed to brine the turkey.
You just soak it.
See, let me show you why. The boy came to my house to do some work. And as soon as he said, yeah, we're going to need to chop up the wall, I asked him to leave. And then he's like, no, but that's what we have to do. How we can get inside the wall if we don't chop it up? And I looked at him and I said, you ever considered cutting it open? He's like, yeah, that's what I mean. We got to chop it up. I was like, yeah, so sorry. Please go. I'd like to brine my turkey in a bucket as opposed to soak it.
What do you mean by brine? That's what you put in all your lemons and orange inside it?
Your seasoning, your salt. Brine is a salt-based liquid concoction.
And you can salt that without brine in it?
No, that is exactly what brining is.
Yeah, but brine has liquid.
So you ain't going to liquid it?
I mean, just to make it soft.
Or you're doing a jerk turkey?
No, you don't. You have different seasoning. You use the complete seasoning for turkey.
Yeah, but the bucket is a lid and liquid, and you sit. What y'all just do? I know what you do. Y'all just talk bad to the turkey and make it cry, and so it could rest in its own tears.
Yeah.
Salty American turkey tears.
I like turkey, though. I like turkey. They didn't give out any turkey to the party yesterday. But they had different food. I enjoyed the food.
I mean,
today
I walked past a mirror. I saw at least one turkey there.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have doing our holiday giveaway as usual, right? This is called the March Toward Christmas, which is Christmas tomorrow. We close tomorrow, and Christmas and beyond. That means we'll continue again when we come back from the Boxing Day holiday, and then that'll be Friday. I'll be working on Friday, and then I'll go on. We have work again on Monday, right?
Right. We'll be talking Junkanoo, right?
Yeah, Monday, the results.
Yeah.
And there's Monday, and there's Tuesday, and New Year's Day is Wednesday.
Right, so New Year's Eve
Tuesday. I'd be the last show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's what we're going to do. But I want us to give away a lot of prizes today.
Yeah.
So let's start today. We have Atos Bahamas, mm-hmm. and they have several companies giving out. That's Marco's Pizza, that's Wendy's, and
Popeye.
And Popeye's. Yes. So mm-hmm. we're celebrating with them. We thank them very much for that. Mm-hmm. We also have that Island Jewel with their lemonade. We're giving out from there. And we continue to give away from
Devanya's. Right.
We appreciate that.
And then again, we say thank you to the Myers Group of Companies.
Yes.
In the first 2 days, we gave away all the gift certificates.
And high-end jewelry from
Golden Lotus. I thank Golden Lotus.
Yes.
Let's thank them again
today
because they also included jewelry pieces for men. Mm-hmm. You saw it as awesome.
Yeah. And I have a lot of people calling me and say, thank you very much for the Kentucky voucher. They buy it in bulk.
Yeah, so man. Look here, you know, whenever I get a voucher like that from Kentucky, I go with somebody, mm-hmm. you know, and then like we order equally and I wait till they finish ordering. Like, and I'll match them and then I pull out my voucher and I carry on like a boss and order $10 more weight of food.
But I'm glad we have Popeyes. Popeyes chicken, big.
Yeah.
My wife loves Popeyes.
Okay.
Right, so we have a number of Popeyes chicken to give away today. So let's start off with the question. What question are you giving out today?
All right. You ready for this question? It's a follow-up to the last question about the four largest islands in the Caribbean. So as we learned just now, Hispaniola is an island with two countries on it, yes. Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Right? But which Caribbean island belongs to two countries?
And that's a trick question there. The key word there, which you stressed, was belongs
right.
to two countries.
So Hispaniola has two countries located on it. Mm-hmm. But which Caribbean island, in parentheses, belongs to mm-hmm. two different countries?
Really get a caller now. So let's join the caller. Let me grab this text line. Mm-hmm. So see if we can give anyone for the text line some things. Producer Patrick, the caller through for me, please. Welcome. Merry Christmas, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, Merry Christmas, CA. Merry Christmas, Aaron. Good to hear you again. I met you yesterday.
Yes, it's a pleasure
morning.
Meeting you, and thanks for collecting your prize on time. Say again?
Is it the British Virgin Islands, and you have the American Virgin Islands?
No, and there will be two different islands. British Island is theirs, and American Island is theirs.
And both of those are actually island groups. U.S. Virgin Islands and British Virgin Islands are also small archipelagos.
So you're looking for one island that is...
Right. Which...
Then it has to be Guadeloupe.
Okay. No, it's not Guadeloupe, and you already answered. You can give somebody else a chance to answer.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And it's not Guadeloupe.
All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Is this Saint Martin?
It is. And what's the other name for it?
Oh, I don't remember the other name, but I know they're two different countries.
Yes, absolutely.
They speak a different language.
Absolutely. The island we know as Saint Martin or Saint Martin, right?
Yes.
Saint Martin is the autonomous region in the south. That belongs to the Netherlands, say they own?
Yes.
And then the north part, they call it St. Martin, and the French people say they own that.
Correct. That's correct.
But I'm a Bahamian, and I tell them, pack it up and see how far you could take it with you. Mm. You call it what you want. I'm very troubled by that. Hold the line, producer. Can you take this caller's information, and we will have your prize waiting for you downstairs.
Okay.
At the reception.
So let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
I know from previous callers started listing all kind of countries earlier, but Caribbean size.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is... What is the fifth largest Caribbean island? So you go, we know we did top four. So now we're on the fifth. The fifth largest Caribbean island. The name of the fifth largest Caribbean island.
I was searching that just now.
I searched it too and got the answer.
You got the same answer I got?
No. That's even stranger. So this could be a controversy so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to Like I said, I'll talk about it. Because I that's entertaining to get a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
But real, as the guests call and or whatever it is, we'll see how it is. It could be like an educational thing for us.
Okay. An
educational thing for us. Because we're getting two different answers, by the way. So that's entertaining. We may have to go and have some kind of petition globally. Go, let's go to the caller. Welcome. Merry Christmas, caller. How are you doing today? Producer Patrick Caldrew. Merry Christmas, caller.
Yeah, I call in to answer the trivia.
Go ahead.
Andros?
I'm going to write your name down. I'm going to write your name down, have the producer write your name down as we have a discussion. We're going to have a discussion. I'm not going to say that your answer is wrong.
Okay.
But I'm going to write your name down with your number, and I can call you Andros. And then at the end, we'll decide on what we're doing. Is that good?
Okay.
Okay, listen, continue to listen. Let's go to the next call.
Okay. All right. You get my number?
No, hold on. Sorry.
The producer got you.
And remember, see, let me say this, Aaron. All my life, I knew that, or I thought that Andros Island, few people in the Bahamas knows that Andros Island is the fifth largest island in the Caribbean. But Google said no.
Right.
Google is saying no. Say, your behemoths, them too bold and facey. It can't be Andros. So I want people to go to Google and try to find out what is the answer. But let's see the next call. We have the next call before you answer, Aaron. Let's see what they say. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Trinidad.
And I would have said no initially. And I'm not going to say no is not the answer because as we, and Aaron and I were debating the answer. And when she Googled it, Trinidad came up. And I said, no, Aaron, it can't be Trinidad. So yes. Because I threw off the whole island, the whole question.
Yes, that's Trinidad. You said Caribbean Island. That's Trinidad.
We in the Caribbean. Don't mind that. We in the Bahamas in the Caribbean. We may not be in the Caribbean Sea, but we are part of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but it's Trinidad should be the next largest island.
Andros big enough.
Yeah, but...
And Andros ain't just big. Andros huge.
Well, any of this one of the two answers that I figure y'all decided on.
Yes, but leave your name with the producer, and we'll deliberate as we speak. But leave your name with the producer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let her...
Yeah, no, I'm not judging.
So what you find on Aaron?
All right, so I've always recalled being told and hearing that Andros is the fifth largest island in the Caribbean region, right? But when I went to Wikipedia just now to confirm, I went to Google to confirm that. Wikipedia link says that Trinidad is number five with area kilometers squared of 4,827 kilometers. And North Andros Island comes at sixth with 3,439 square kilometers.
Look how we get designated to sixth place.
I don't know, but we don't know. Is it that Trinidad been building up the land? Like, have they been?
They add. They bauxite. They put bauxite instead of water.
Maybe
and expanding the island.
It's possible without even any attributing any malfeasance, right, and nefariousness.
Or they adding Tobago onto the island?
No, man. I don't think they adding Tobago onto it.
But I don't know how we get six. Because I want to swear. Not mind you, we can give. What are we gonna do? We can give prizes to both corners.
Yeah.
Trinidad and Andros.
Yeah, yeah.
But all my life, as part of who we are, I knew that Andros was the fifth largest island in the Caribbean. So now I have to conclude that we now have six and educate the Bahamian public that we now have six largest after Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, we have some callers. I mean, we have no questions yet, but I want to hear the comments from the callers. Producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Chris. Call girl went. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
It's Trinidad and Tobago.
It is technically Trinidad and Tobago. But we already got an answer as you were on hold, I guess. And we have a discrepancy on whether it's over Andros or Trinidad. But the previous caller mentioned Trinidad, and that previous caller got the prize. But thank you very much for calling, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'm waiting the discussion then.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the next caller, see if they have any commentary on the same thing, and then we can start the next question to give people a chance to win. Go ahead, caller. Carla, can you hear us?
All right, you ready for the next question?
Yeah, go ahead for the next question.
What is the first day of summer called, and when is it?
The first day of summer?
What's the first day of summer called, and when is it?
And it isn't called the first day of summer?
No, technically it's not.
Yeah. There's no present there, Dwight. You can't give me lettuce. It's Christmas time. Okay.
I tell you, stop taking free things at Christmas time from people, sir.
You say, if you add North and South Andres together, then it's bigger than Trinidad. But Andres is not one landmass. Say, Andres is Andres, though.
But it's not one landmass, right? And the Wikipedia link does say North, right? It does say North Andres
Island. So the complete Andres is bigger than Trinidad. But if you have to take boat to go to South Andres, but what are you trying to say? Paradise Island is not a part of Nassau, New Providence?
It isn't.
What do you mean Paradise Island is not part of New Providence?
It isn't. That's why they had to build a bridge to connect it. Two separate islands.
Okay. Don't mind. Technicality. You don't need no passport to go to Paradise Island.
You don't need a passport to go to Acklands. I mean, you need a visa to get all the way to Andres.
Yeah.
At East Andres in New Providence, but you don't need a passport to go. Okay. That's why all the, you know, all the discussions we didn't have immediately post-Dorian about inter-island travel and this idea of whether constitutes a constitutional breach to put in barriers for me moving between islands. Like I have to pay a tax to be able to go from New Providence to Eleuthera. Yeah. Okay.
The next text says, Mr. Nuri, Wikipedia has North and South Andres as separate islands. Andres is Andres. That's why I said Andres
somebody,
is Andres.
No, somebody petitioned. We got to figure out who petitioned for that to happen.
He will separate us, man. Don't separate us, baby. Andres is Andres. He ain't no use to know you from South Andres. You're in the part of Andres. He's one.
Yeah. You're from New Providence, you may not be a part of Andres. Mm. Would you drift with Seth?
I guess so. I guess they said Curran Island is a part of Eleuthera. No? See what it did there? The different islands.
Paradise there. Island is not a part of New Providence.
Okay. Ask your question so we go to the callers then.
Good morning, caller. We have already asked the question, was the first day of summer called and when is it?
Go ahead, caller. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Again, is it the summer solstice, June the 22nd?
Look at the answer, Mr. Nuri.
Where is it? In there, I don't know. I like it. I mean, no. I still would give it to him.
Okay, you could get it. It is June the 21st.
June the 21st. Oh wow.
Use off.
Mean, see what happened. I used to teach geography, but I thought of it. I know. One of my children, but on the 22nd.
Right,
on the
22nd. Try seeing. Yeah, right. No problem. Give me your name. Name with the producer.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's go to the next caller very quickly. Good.
No, he'll call back. Go ahead.
Oh, that's gracious of him. Mm-hmm. He say he didn't get it absolutely right. We got another question for you. Call back. Good morning, caller.
Listen, you're you wrong for giving him that answer because I was going to say the 21st summer solstice. Now, you are wrong for that. You didn't give me the islands.
No, and I yield.
Okay, here's a question for you, Dead Quick. Here's a question for you, Dead Quick. Let's get through as many as possible. What natural landmark separates the Atlantic Ocean from the Bight of Eleuthera?
The Great Bahama Bank.
That right?
No, you're wrong. Go hang up and Google or something. Call back.
What the question again?
Good morning, call. All right, the question is, what natural landmark separates the Atlantic Ocean from the Bight of Eleuthera? Okay. We got a text answer right away. Mr. Nuri, we're going to give it to the texter, right?
Yeah, because I don't know it.
The text, the answer is the glass window bridge.
Separates it?
Right.
Read that question again, man.
What natural landmark separates the Atlantic Ocean from the Remember when I used to say separate the Atlantic Ocean from the Caribbean Sea? And you say, Aaron, oh, my smart little friend. That's not the Caribbean Sea. It's not the Caribbean Sea. It's that body of water is called the Bight of Eleuthera.
But the glass window bridge, glass window, right? Which is a rock structure.
Yeah, a natural land.
Even though it has been broken down, because it doesn't exist anymore, right? It doesn't separate anything because it's in the air. It's in the air. It's like in the air. It's in the ocean and separated. It's in the air.
Is the rock floating?
No, the rock isn't floating. But the bridge part is floating.
No. The bridge part sits on a natural rock formation, and that natural rock formation rises from the surface of the seabed, and it comes up. That whole thing, the whole rock formation constitutes... Wow. The bridge.
Okay, let me make sure we write down the caller's name. Texter's name. Okay, this is my question, yeah, because I see we have a texter on. These lobbying to change a certain part of the ocean to a different name. Does the government of the Bahamas, is lobbying whoever is in authority to change a certain part of the waters we are in to a name? What is the name they're trying to change the name to? I think I said it as best I can. But we have a caller here, so let's see if the caller understood what I'm trying to say. We give a prize for this person here. The government of Bahamas lobbying somebody, because apparently we can't change the name by ourselves. We lobbying some international body to give us permission to change the water. Let's go call
it. The name of the water.
The name of the water.
Not the water itself.
The water can't change.
I mean, it could, but no.
Yes. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
For the producer.
Oh, you call the producer? Place your hold for the producer. Go ahead, caller. Oh, no, we need to take him. So let me ask that question again. Right? The government, right? And a particular person, too. I could go in detail and tell the history of that, but at the tail end, if everyone gets the answer right, is lobbying an international body to give us permission, give the Bahamas permission to change the name of the water, this particular set of water located in the Bahamas. And I want to know what name are we petitioning to change the name to? So you can call us in or text us in for that. Hopefully I explain that as best I can, that people can understand and text it in. The lines are open, which is 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. And, of course, from the Family Islands. And we have Family Islands who call all the time, you know, and say someone can pick it up. 242-357-20. And let's patch that caller through. Anyone get an answer yet?
I see an answer. That's not the answer I expected, but then...
No, that's not the answer I expected.
But that's an interesting answer.
Yeah, we might have to read that.
But I don't think that's our answer.
Yep. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Caller, can you hear me? Merry Christmas, caller.
Okay, the caller's gone.
No, we got a caller.
We have a new caller.
Yeah, we got a new caller now.
You have an answer via text?
Let's go to the caller first, and then we go look at the text line. Yes?
Yes, it is the Bahamian Ocean.
No, it's not a Bahamian Ocean, and I appreciate that answer. So we'll go straight to the text now, so everybody who's listening can hear it, and we all, okay. We have the first number. We got to read the text, the number, phone number first, so they know who that is. Oh, hold on. And I appreciate this person too, because the person actually states who is lobbying or who is responsible for it. So write down that 4-digit number for that person, and then we'll read the answer so everyone who's listened to know it for the next time. So the last number is 7700. So if you have the text number 7700, you are our winner. 7700. Text me back with your name one time, caller, because you know who you are. The last numbers are 7700. And the answer is the Lucayan Sea. And the person who is lobbying or being spearheading this lobby is Telus Bethel, who is a former commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. They've been lobbying this for a while, and the people who are in charge of naming things, and gave us permission to change the name as yet
of our, surrounding our own waters. Islands.
As you know, we in the Bahamas are in the Atlantic Ocean. But we want, or Telus Bethel, who's leading this charge on behalf of the government, is lobbying to change the body of water that we're in to the Lucayan Sea, and to pay tribute to the Lucayan Indians, the special Arawaks who used to live here.
The Bahamas is in, I mean, the Caribbean Sea is in the Atlantic Ocean too, right?
The Caribbean Sea is also in the Atlantic Ocean. All of us are in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so there are a number of people who do not appreciate that the Caribbean Sea is in the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
like how we are in the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And that's the next question. Name me, next person to call, or do we separate the prize for that winner? Next person to call is, name me four. Name me three Caribbean islands that is not in the Caribbean Sea. No, four. Four Caribbean islands that is not in the Caribbean Sea, but as a part of the Caribbean. Four Caribbean islands that is not in the Caribbean Sea, but it's still a part of the Caribbean. Let's go to the callers and see if the caller knows the four Caribbean. Okay. Four Caribbean nations, Caribbean islands, Caribbean countries that is not in the Caribbean Sea. They are not in the Caribbean Sea, but they are actually a part of the Caribbean. That's the question. You get it? That made sense, right? Yes. Let's go to the callers then. First caller there. Merry Christmas, caller. No? So let's go to the next caller. Merry Christmas, caller. Four Caribbean nations that is not... Start over.
Bermuda, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Barbados.
Actually, that's correct. There weren't the answers I was considering. But it's actually all correct.
Bermuda is a part of the Caribbean all the way up there by New York?
And that's what I was...
Hold on. Pause. Bermuda is a part of the Caribbean all the way up by New York, but the Bahamas is not a part of the Caribbean?
Can you imagine?
I said Bahamas.
I'm not critiquing ma'am. It's larger.
You are right.
Yes, it is.
It's a broader
conversation.
There are
a number of people... I happen to live between the two.
And don't hang up. We got to go to the producer. There are a number of Bahamians who would say, "Oh, the Bahamas is not a part of the Caribbean, right?" But Bermuda is not a part. Bermuda is all the way up north in the middle of the Atlantic, and they too are a part of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Bermuda's one, the Bahamas is one, Turks and Caicos is one,
and Barbados.
Barbados is one. Trinidad. Few people realize that Trinidad is not in the Caribbean Sea. That's two in the Atlantic Ocean.
Honduras.
Yes.
Yes. Guyana. So
we're in Suriname.
Yeah, Suriname. All of those are considered. But leave your name and number with the producer. And we'll make sure you have your prize. And thank you very much. And Merry Christmas. You have any more questions, Erin?
I have a ton more questions, sir. More questions. Which Bahamian artist performed Just Got Paid?
I don't answer. Do you want to sing the song?
Just Got Paid.
On which day?
Friday night.
And what you doing?
Party's jumping.
Yeah. Because you feel all right. Go ahead.
Don't get paid.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
You have a voice.
Work for government. Always on my mind. That's the remix.
You ad-libbing now.
That's the remix.
Yeah, and mind you, in the early 90s, that was like the hit song, and Bahamians were proud. Not just proud, you know. He was proud of this particular song.
Because of a little bit of amnesia that set in, right? Like the TV, it was on the video, MTV. I think even VH1, but definitely MTV. So on the Friday night show, on the popular show, that song, a Bahamian song, was coming on, right? But it's because we didn't really, all of us, especially those of us who were watching MTV, didn't understand the long history of Bahamians in music on the East Coast and in America.
So let's get that caller to see if that is. My next question is a Bohemian song about a man being fixed by his wife? And I want to know the Bohemian song. If you could sing part of that Bohemian song, man being fixed by his wife, right? I'm giving you a double prize if you can sing part of it too. But let's go to the caller that asked the previous question. A Bohemian song dealing with like Obia type fix type thing. And let's go to the caller about the song that, what did you say, what the song question was? It something about?
Who performed Just Got Paid?
Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good Merry morning Christmas. Again. Johnny Camp.
Ready to go.
That was my favorite song.
Yes. But leave your name with the producer. You've been calling all day and you don't win yet. So I'm glad to hear.
I win now.
Yeah, I know. Especially I'm glad to hear that you win and claim this prize. And it's good that persistence, man. And Merry Christmas to you. I always enjoy your commentary, by the way. So and thanks very much for always calling
us. To you and your family and to you also, Aaron, because.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Next week, we'll be doing our year end review. That means Aaron is reading all the newspapers, trying to get the top stories. We have to depend on Candia Deems and her listing also. And top stories to us and what we thought was intriguing, which we thought that should be concentrated upon. And we could talk about how do people move bodies in the government process, right? The next question, as you write down, producer, the name of the name of the caller who won just now. The question is, I want a song, a Bohemian song.
I knew it was the reason why I was getting that migraine. That's it right there. Look here.
Go ahead.
But you were very specific. Uh-huh. You said you wanted a Bohemian song about a husband getting fixed by his wife.
Yes.
Very specific.
Yes. Fixed by his wife.
Right. Producer, when Avi sing This Man Drunk, Hot Dog, South 6 in the morning, sun is dawning, and woman running out. Is that Obeah? Is that about fixing him with Hot Dog Sauce? The producer said no. So that song ain't a part of it.
That's right. So it's a famous song. Mind you, this was my favorite song back in the day.
Yeah.
And in fact, the writer is one of the most prolific Bohemian artists in the Bahamas. He has all kinds of songs. He's a storyteller.
Oh, you have a specific song in mind.
Yeah, he's a storyteller.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is there may be a number of songs about husband fixing the wife.
If you can find another song, I'm willing to entertain that too. But this is a particular song, I'm sure. Okay.
So I have a text here, texter. You would have to explain how that song is specifically about.
Let me read it. Yes, but let's go to the caller in the meantime. Let me see if the text is right and I can yield.
Good morning, caller.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Could you turn your radio down, please? There we go.
I see. Okay.
Still there? Caller? All right. Good morning. We lost that first caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I can hear myself. You still there?
Is it Cuckoo Soup?
Actually, that's one of the songs. I didn't realize it's two songs.
That's the song you meant, though. Cuckoo
No, that's not the song I meant. But that's right.
Could you not? What song?
I'm singing the words of the song now to see if it's the same song I'm thinking in my head. But a bit.
To the bow, same song? Hold on. To the bow. Right, because then what other one could there be?
But I won't give the answer in case someone knows. Call you, Celia?
Yeah, I'm still here. But can I give that to somebody?
Leave the name. And the number for the person you want to give it to.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to say Cuckoo Soup and debate now about it. Get that producer. Get that.
Is that Mrs. Stirrup again?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's Mrs. Stirrup. If somebody could, Aaron, if you anyhow.
The producer will take the name and the number that you give him for the other person. Or are you telling us just give it to someone else?
Yeah, give it to somebody else.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
So we have a number of text people then. So let's go to the text people. And thank you very much, Mr. Stirrup. And I always appreciate when Mr. Stirrup calls and contributes. So the first call, I see this person said Garland song.
Right.
Garland didn't mention them, but Obi-Wan's getting fixed, though.
I almost married the Garland.
Yeah, but
the whole song
is a spirit. It's not nothing but the Obi-Wan, though. It's a spirit.
That's okay. You rest, lean upon your own understanding. Dear Mrs. Newry. Dear Mrs. Newry, when I obey this man, don't worry about it. Because he don't know what he talking about.
Give this person here, the first person who write, text Cuckoo Soup.
Right, but
remember to give the phone number so they can know this.
The Garland song is also about this idea that the woman will fix you if you marry the Garland, right?
No, the song ain't about that. But see, now we need to talk about Bohemian mythology to find out who the Garland was. But write down the name so we can talk about it.
First of all, the whole thing is slander against women.
No.
Yes.
The Garland is I could try and find the shifters.
It is slander against women.
But the answer was, okay, let's go to the caller first.
The answer you're looking for is not Cuckoo Soup?
But I'm going to give that the answer because that's a good answer. Cuckoo Soup. There's no cure for the soup, Cuckoo Soup.
But that's not what I was asking you. We go to the caller.
Yeah, but write down the person you're telling.
I get it.
But we got to text the person. Then we ain't calling the number so the person knows them.
Listen, 0419 is the last four digits of your cell number winner.
So let me see if this caller has a different answer. And then we'll go back and forth about who the Garland is. The Garland is actually an Andros Island mythology.
Few people the Garland is a woman, a magical woman that y'all slur because y'all...
Theranthrope. Is a Theranthrope.
Listen.
Let me explain it first. And forgive me. We have certain islands that has mythology that's only based on that particular island.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chicchani is Andros. Garland is also Andros. Uh-huh. It's only that and every it comes from there. These are, let me show you. These are Seminole Indian mythology mixed with African mythology to create that.
Okay, pause.
So, hold on.
Pause.
Can you over me finish explaining that?
No, because what you call mythology is truth hidden in story.
Yeah, but you remember that part.
But that's the part I be on.
Yes. So there were a number of Theranthropes.
There were a number of magical women who were not understood, and to be able with it, y'all had to call them mythical beings.
Yes, there were a number of Theranthropes.
But they were women who had powers beyond your conception.
I go with all of that. There were a number of shapeshifters from Andros.
Women Garland, who could shapeshift.
The Garland was one who shapeshift from the blackbird into a woman, and they normally lived by...
A woman who could shapeshift into a blackbird.
Women can't shapeshift.
This slander continues.
And then there was the Chicchani, which was also a Seminole Indian mythology, right? And they have that as a shapeshifter also.
Let me tell you about the coloring story.
They say Billy Bowleg, who was from the Seminoles, mm-hmm. he was actually the first Chicchani, and he was to kidnap African children and give some mythology for that.
Right, because they needed to slur black people. Listen, the same way y'all need to slur women. What you call a bird that can shapeshift into the form of a woman is really a woman who could shapeshift into the form of a bird and other things.
So you know we have Long Island have their own mythology with their own actually shapeshifter. It's a monster. It's the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, but that's an anti-Haitian rhetoric. Listen, it is an
It's a true story.
It's an anti-Haitian rhetoric mixed with a slaver cautionary.
The head shrunken.
But I don't know about the head shrunken.
Let's go to the caller. But we need to tell that story so people know where it comes from too. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here, and one song come to mind is the Gopher Song.
Gopher Song?
Yeah, go for this and go for that.
No. The woman just do that to man. I know will be a thing. This woman get fixed. The woman fix him. And the song, there's one more caller. Thank you, and then I'll tell you what song I had in mind. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
By KB.
It is by KB.
Annie?
I have Annie as a song, and I was listening to see if Cuckoo Soup, because both sung by KB, and I was trying to see if Cuckoo Soup and Annie was the same, so no, it's a different beat.
But
I'm
calling,
I'm going to give you a prize. Why you say it's Annie? I'm sorry?
Give it to the lady who called earlier, just not Pearly
L. Okay, so we're going back to give it to cousin. So make sure, write down cousin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. But I want you to explain why you think it's Annie. But anyway. Give this to cousin. You have right now the cousin.
She just got paid. I mean, I just said I'm not saying she can't.
He win and he pass it on.
Okay.
He win fair and square.
No problem.
I might have to go downstairs.
Who's Pearly S?
That's Diane's cousin. He said, when we call just now.
I don't know.
That's, okay, yeah, that's later. Cousin of Diane, you let me know because I put it on.
Anyway, let's go to the call and then back to this anti-woman slander you have, man.
Go ahead. Go, Patricia Caller. Patricia Caller True. Go ahead, Caller. Can you hear us? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Caller. How you doing? Merry Christmas, Caller.
You're asking me.
Yeah, I want to know why you say Annie.
The part on that, and I like the cuckoo soup one, too. I wonder if he gets some good songs on KB, really. And we only can celebrate KB when he done dead the way we need it to really.
Maybe you, whenever I see KB, I carry on like a fool in the road.
I carry on like Michael Jackson. That's Michael Jackson. Yeah. I love KB, boy.
Yeah,
different,
man.
From his songs as a human. And he get that takes Alan blood inside him, too.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, so the part where, who it was? Okay, I think the man, I think she tried to shoot him.
Yeah.
She tried to shoot him, right? And he fall in the well,
he
right?
He fall in
and
the well.
Screaming out Annie, right?
Yes.
And she loved him so much, she jumped in the well.
Yes. And yeah, the ghost inside the well forever. And you go there, and you can hear she calling out.
Well, so Christmas. KB Yard, man. Bring KB on one of these times.
Yes.
Give it to Pearly L.
Pearly.
It's called Cousin.
Cousins. Yes, again? Cousin. I say Cousin Bless. Yeah. Right. Like, oh, God bless him, Cousin. Merry Christmas. Thanks very much. My that's the answer I was looking for, Annie. But Cuckoo Soup is definitely correct also. So we'll give it prizes for both of them. So KB is do something.
So the Garland, you just...
No, my Garland, you know...
The Garland is a magical woman that
cool
you all slurred.
I cool with that.
You're not cool with it because you refuse to acknowledge that song is also on the list.
No, my point is it has to do with magic. The Garland lady is a shapeshifter. They have nothing to do with no OB and fixing. Who fix her?
I'm glad.
Who fix the Garland?
You know what I like? When you stand before the court, you'll have plausible deniability.
But who fix the Garland?
Because this boy don't know nothing.
But who fix
it's
the
about
Garland?
Fixing the husband. That's what your song was specifically about, which is why I referenced it.
But the Garland doesn't fix the husband.
Your anti-woman slur. The people. Exactly. That's the point, Nuri.
Go ahead.
The point is that the Garland is accused of fixing man.
No!
You hear the story? Don't marry the Garland. Take your things, your specialness, which we like to call virginity, and they can marry you and do your bag of fix you and cause you to be in love with it. But that's a slur.
But that ain't how the story come about. We need to make sure we have the right narrative for the Garland.
With the man telling the story, right?
So as apparently how the legend go. Let's go by the legend.
Written by man.
No, but this was handed down to different generations. The Bahamian Andrus man came across the Garland who's living by the lake inside the middle of the pine forest. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is a beautiful woman. The Garland could not speak. So he took the Garland. Hold on.
The Garland refused to speak to him.
Yeah. The beautiful woman he took home and he took care of her whenever it is and say, oh, I have a beautiful wife and she cook and clean whatever it is. And she used to go into the middle of the pine forest every evening. And this time he followed her and said, she tell him, don't follow me. I got to go back and forth, whatever it is. And when he followed her, he realized that he didn't marry a woman. He married a big black bird because she changed back to her original.
So what I believe happened is this boy was standing in front of the judge and he said, Your Honor, I married the woman and she was so nice in the house, cooking and cleaning and taking care of me and being a good womanly wife. But every evening she used to go into the bush and when the sun going down and one evening I follow in the bush and what I see in the bush, that ain't no good wife. That's a monster. That's what I bet you that's exactly what the boys tell the judge.
Maybe true. But the answer, we're going to the call and the answer looking for was Annie when they fall inside the well. And of course, no cure for the cuckoo soup is another question. We have someone another
Someone say, Fix Me by KB?
I don't even know that song. What do you mean,
Fix Me? I don't know if I ever hear that. Producer, you ever hear Fix Me by KB?
I know that one. But let's go to this next caller. See who this caller calling about. Producer Patrick, call for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Merry Christmas to you.
Caller, you there?
Hi, Aaron.
Yes.
That was me. Hiya, Papa. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we understood it was you, cousin. He specified, says definitely you. So definitely, okay. Definitely you straight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Don't worry. Unlike Nuri, I wasn't blocking your blessings, cousin, talking about woman is... They say, fix me by... The guy say, fix me by
fix
KP.
Me? I know it.
I say, shouldn't it?
Say, this one, say, damn fool, you married a garland by Tony McKay, which is a good... It's a good answer, too. It's a good
this
answer.
This was the premise but of the garland song,
it's
Nuri.
It's not one, but about Obia and getting... And,
it
and,
is.
And getting fixed.
First of all, the whole thing is a lie, but the lie is that the woman them is not really woman. They are monsters. They animals, and they're gonna take advantage of you, and they're gonna fix you, and
you see,
and you're gonna be trapped.
This text says, by the way, the Garland woman was not married to the man. She was trying to get. See, but you tell him about a modern song. I'm saying about the original myth. The original myth is from Andrus, and the man was married to the Garland for years, and then he found out that she was the Garland when he followed her back to the lake in Andrus. These was old mythological stories for which about Andrus of yesteryears. The man was married to this woman, and he found out that she was a shapeshifter, and a shapeshifter Garland is one of those Seminole Indian, I think the word is pronounced Therant, it means that they change shapes, right? And the Garland was one of those things that we adopted. So this is an Andrus, North Andrus, Seminole, Red Bay type story that we have adopted over the years. And of course, we have a number of renditions. And the one you're citing now is from the song, You Married the Garland, but that's not the original myth. Like, we have a number of stories where Bahamians used to sell ghosts. I mean, we actually sold ghosts to Europeans, and they came to the Bahamas.
But when you talk about my family, I need you to reference that I am in the room, sir.
Yes, yes. And we have news articles about Bahamians who would sell ghost spirits to white Europeans who came down here for holidays, and sold
some
them
for colonizing, yeah. Some for holidays. Yeah.
So in the future, we may need to have more people write stories of Bahamian mythology and include the original reference and also create new reference to them.
I read your text because you still hear suggesting.
So this text says, the garland is pictured as an enchanted bird in the song. The garland is extremely mysterious and captivating. And yes, yes. So right now he had a glaucoma.
Face is Christmas, Adam. Now you trying to say that the garland...
The sun was setting and it was windy and the coconut leaf shot. That's why he couldn't understand. But yes, it's a beautiful story. Just ask, any more questions, Aaron?
Yes, more questions. I don't know if I like you enough to read them. Okay, here's one quick one. Where is Blue Holes National Park located?
Nice. Because I do not know the answer. Yeah. And we have another mythology about mermaids. We just don't capitalize on our mermaid story. Our mermaid stories, Lusca stories. We have a lot of myths that we need more writers to create narratives on, and especially bring about old stories from the past to current, right? Because few people know that in Andrus we used to sell ghosts.
No. You was in there.
Well,
my people used to sell ghosts.
Yeah, but my point is...
Our garlands, we sell ghosts, okay?
And my point is, there's a number of news articles that we can go and research and get details about who, which, when, where.
You meant my family selling chikchanis.
Yes, yes, so all of that.
Yeah.
All of that. And was it Churchill? Churchill from England, the Prime Minister. He was cursed by the Chikchani. It's written in our newspaper how he was cursed by the Chikchani.
That's what happened.
While he was excavating in Andrus. And these stories need to be put back to the fore and reminded about it. But let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Merry Christmas. Okay.
Sorry, caller. We miss you. You get a text. The question is, where is Blue Holes National Park located? We got another caller, producer. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it located in Andrus?
Yes, it is located in Andrus. Andrus has the highest concentration of blue holes in the world.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why. Because you're talking, you don't know the Chikchani coloring story. You don't know that mermaids are real. You don't know that garlands are women who are slurred.
Do you know we had 8 texts who write Long Island, Long Island, Long Island, Long Island, Long Island, Long Island.
For the Blue Holes?
For the Blue Holes.
Well, that's because...
The most popular one I did is Blue Hole.
The world-famous geological feature, Dean's Blue Hole, is located in Long Island. But in fact, Andrus has the largest concentration of blue holes. And you can go to the phone line. It's the same caller. Good morning, caller.
Oh, can I press up? Man. So the person who called before got the Andrus, got the Andrus answer. Hopefully we recorded that.
Hold on, who called before?
Did someone say Andrus just now? Who was that just now?
Nobody.
You just say someone Andrus?
Oh, yeah, somebody.
Yeah,
producer, you took the information?
No, hang up, that might be the caller right now. Let's pass the caller through, let's see if that's them. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Hi, the Blue Hole National Park is in Andrus.
Yes, we got the answer ready. We're waiting for that caller to call back because we didn't get it right.
All right, so you hold the line as well. Don't hang up. Producer, can you take...
Okay.
Producer, can you take this lady's call and then take the call after? Let's figure out if that's the person calling back.
Yes.
But I think that's it for the day. We out of time.
Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Christmas. Yeah. And then Boxing Day. Hello, caller, can you hear me? No, sorry. Hold for the producer. And then the caller who won it with the Long Island, the call back. So, not Long Island, the Andrus. So we call back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Kermit, try get these numbers for us, please. What is it right there? I hear you, Kermit. Say again. No problem. So, we have two answers we get. The gentleman who called before. Hopefully, you called back so we get the name and the number.
We're out of time.
We called back so he can get it. He can record it. The show's over. The right number.
Okay.
Oh, hello, calling Kermit. Oh, they're on the line. Okay, good. So, let's go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron. So we have two answers.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk to me.
No, it's okay. We're out of time.
Yeah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll start back again when we come back from the holiday. Merry Christmas. We'll talk about Junkanoo. We still have one or two more prizes that we still could give out. We want to thank our sponsors.
Right, because not everybody in the Bahamas celebrates Christmas as a religious festival, right? It's a cultural celebration. So we have other prizes for people who are still in their holiday season as
yes.
well.
Yes, and happy Hanukkah, and then happy Kwanzaa, and all of that, right? And Ramadan, and whatever it is. Anyway, have a beautiful Christmas, right? Merry Christmas to everybody, and thanks very much for participating. Thank you, Aaron. Merry Christmas to you and your family, eh?
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yes. Same here.
We see you on the other end of the holiday. Merry Christmas, everybody. Now you done broke off with your big sausage lips.